This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Well, this hour, once again, is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the telephones and get on national radio to ask that question that's always been bugging you. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. How many times have you been walking down the street and you look up in the sky, you see the moon, the stars, and you wonder, what does it all mean? What makes it all fit together? Well, you can ask that question on air. Call 612-564-8135. In fact, there was another young man during a plague in the year 1666. London was shut down. In fact, one quarter of the population of London died during that great epidemic of 1666. And a young 23-year-old boy was sent home because the university was locked down. Sound familiar? Well, he was walking down the street and he noticed an apple fall. And then he looked up and then he saw the moon. And then he asked himself the question for the ages. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? In other words, is the moon is in free fall around the earth, obeying the same laws as a falling apple? And he realized the answer was yes. A falling apple obeys the same laws of physics as the falling moon. Well, he quickly wrote out the equations that govern the falling moon, but he had a problem. The mathematics of 1666 was so primitive that he could not calculate the motion of the moon. So what did he do? He invented his own mathematics. Well, that man was Isaac Newton. The mathematics that he created was calculus. The theory that he created was mechanics, the physics of moving bodies and gravity, and that helped to unleash the Industrial Revolution. Now, why am I saying this? Because some people ask me the question of what use is the theory of everything? I've written a book called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, and thanks to you, the listener, the book sailed on to the New York Times and Amazon bestseller list. But people ask a simple question. Of what use? Of what use is the theory of everything? So what if Einstein spent 30 years of his life chasing after a theory of everything? Of what use is it for numero uno? That is, for me, of what use is a theory of everything? Well, when Isaac Newton worked out gravity and the laws of mechanics, he set into motion the machine age, the Industrial Revolution. And all of a sudden we had locomotives, steam engines. We had gigantic powers that could create locomotives that could go across the United States in a matter of days. Something unimaginable in the time of Isaac Newton. And then with the next force, electricity, was worked out by Maxwell and Faraday, that unleashed the electric revolution. And then when Einstein wrote down E equals MC squared, that helped to unleash the nuclear force. In other words, every time a force has been unraveled, it changed human history. Not just numero uno, but the fate of human civilization itself. And now we're talking about the theory of everything, the theory of all fundamental forces. Of what use will that theory have for me? Well, the short answer is nothing. Because each solution of the theory of everything is an entire universe. The leading theory is called string theory. And in fact, I'm one of the founders of the subject. And string theory says that, well, everything is based on music. The music of vibrating strings, which makes subatomic particles. The laws of music are the laws of the universe itself. But of what use can a theory that cosmic, that powerful create? In the short term, nothing. Because the energy of the string is the Planck energy. That is the energy of the Big Bang, the energy of a black hole. We are talking about creation itself, Genesis, the energy of the Big Bang, the Planck energy. And that energy is so powerful that even space and time become unstable. You know, when I'm on TV or radio, the commentator asks me, well, yes, you've talked about string theory, but now let's talk about flying saucers and aliens and outer space. And I say to myself, uh-oh, here we go. Well, I'm a scientist, so I have to confront any and all questions that come my way. So let's talk about aliens. Let's talk about outer space and flying saucers. Most physicists, when asked about flying saucers, they experience the giggle factor. They start to giggle, their eyes roll up in the heavens, they shake their head, and they dodge the question. Well, I'm a physicist. We don't dodge any question at all. We look at the laws of physics. And the laws of physics say that to go between planets and stars and galaxies would take hundreds, thousands, millions of years, too long for any advanced civilization. But you see, there's a flaw. There's a flaw in that argument. That argument assumes that the aliens are just 100 years or so more advanced than us. Open your minds. Open your minds to the possibility that the aliens could be thousands, millions of years more advanced than us. At that point, new laws of physics open up. The physics of the Planck energy, 10 to the 19 billion electron volts, that is a quadrillion times more powerful than our most powerful machine, the Large Hadron Collider, based outside Geneva, Switzerland. We're talking about the energy at which space and time become unstable. That means that you could punch holes. Bubbles form in the fabric of space-time like boiling water. If you boil water hot enough, bubbles begin to form, and it turns into steam. The same thing with space itself. If you could heat space, empty space up to the Planck energy, then it begins to boil. Bubbles begin to form in the fabric of space and time. Stephen Hawking called this the space-time foam, this bubbling when you attain the Planck energy. And what are these bubbles? Gateways. Gateways to parallel universes. And if you are that advanced that you can build a flying saucer capable of reaching the Earth from deep space, then you're probably powerful enough to boil space to create gateways, lifeboats, tunnels through space and time itself. We call them wormholes. That is, the ability to take a shortcut through space and time faster than the speed of light. Now, you may say to yourself, well, doesn't that violate Einstein's theory? No, because who came up with wormholes? Who invented this concept anyway? It was Einstein himself. In 1935, he took two black holes, stuck them back to back, so that if you fell into one black hole, you would be spewed out the other end of the black hole. Well, the point I'm raising is very simple. What is the relationship between flying saucers and UFOs and a theory of everything? And that is, the energy necessary to drive the engines of a flying saucer must be the energies of the Planck energy, the energy of the theory of everything. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and once again, you can get on Science Fantastic this hour by calling 612-564-8135. Stay tuned as we take your listener phone calls on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and ask that question. Now, you may say to yourself, my question is so stupid, people will laugh at me. Well, sometimes the stupidest questions are the most profound questions of all. In fact, the 26-year-old kid asked himself a simple question. Can you outrace a light beam? That sounds like a stupid question. But that 26-year-old young man was Albert Einstein. And when he finally figured out the answer to that question, he changed world history. He created relativity, which gives us E equals MC squared, the secret of the stars. That's why the stars shine. And so, sometimes the stupidest questions are the most profound questions of all. Well, let's now just jump right into the questions that you've asked by calling 612-564-8135. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, this is Stephen from Springfield, Missouri. I listened to the program on your website. So you have a particle just within the event horizon of a black hole, and another black hole comes zipping by and grazes the first one. So the particle is bounded by both event horizons, like it's in the middle of a Venn diagram. What happens? Can the particle stay where it is and escape the second black hole? Can it migrate to the second and escape the first? Is it the cosmic equivalent of sticking a broom handle between spokes of a bicycle wheel?
Well, you ask a question that is a subject of active investigation, especially by computer programmers. Einstein's equations are well-defined, relatively well-understood, classically anyway, and we put them on a computer. So solutions of black holes merging with each other were once thought to be impossible using ordinary pencil and paper, but now, with computers, we have gorgeous, gorgeous animations of these things that you can simply Google on your laptop. So, for example, our galaxy has to confront this question. The Milky Way galaxy is on a collision course. A collision course with a bigger galaxy, the Andromeda. In fact, you can actually see the Andromeda galaxy tonight. Look in the direction of the constellation Andromeda, and you'll see a smudge. With binoculars, you can make out the faint outlines of a galaxy. A galaxy bigger than the Milky Way galaxy that is headed our way. Who knows, but we think that on the scale of about 5 billion years, we will collide with the Andromeda galaxy, and it's going to be a hostile takeover. Because the Andromeda galaxy is bigger than our galaxy, first, as they approach each other, computer simulations show that the arms of the Milky Way galaxy will be ripped off by this much larger galaxy coming our way. Then the two black holes begin a death dance as they rotate around each other. And with computers, we can actually solve Einstein's equations for this, which is amazing. Gorgeous animations of this effect. As the two black holes get closer and closer together, they emit gravity waves, huge waves of distortion of gravity in space-time itself. Ripples as these two galaxies merge in this death dance. And then, to answer your question, what happens to them? They merge. They merge to create one gigantic black hole. And what's left? Well, the two spiral galaxies no longer exist. They form an elliptical galaxy. So we think that there's an evolution of galaxies. When spiral galaxies, which are young, collide with each other, the black holes in the center merge to create an elliptical galaxy, which is much bigger than the earlier galaxies. And again, this is just not idle speculation of science fiction writers. This is the hardcore evidence we get from computer programs, which are now advanced enough to solve Einstein's equations for colliding black holes, which is also the fate of the Milky Way galaxy. And in fact, if you look at Andromeda very carefully, at the very center of Andromeda, we expected to find one black hole. Actually, we found two, maybe more. So in other words, maybe Andromeda has already eaten lunch. Maybe that's why it's so big. We're not sure. But we see two blobs at the center of the Andromeda galaxy, at the very center of the galactic nuclei, indicating, who knows, maybe the Andromeda galaxy already had lunch and we are its next dinner. Because we're right in the shooting sites of the Andromeda galaxy. So this question, the playing out of the collision of galaxies, is going to be played out right in our own backyard when the Milky Way galaxy itself is destroyed by the Andromeda galaxy. Okay, let's move on now to take the next listener phone call.
Yes, my name is Maggie. Call letters are WTAW 94.5 FM in Bryan, Texas. And my question is, I heard a program by yourself a few weeks ago, pretty recently, about that you could not, I hope I got this right, that you could not prove a negative in science. In other words, I guess you can't prove that something doesn't exist. And I'm kind of embarrassed to ask the question because I've had a course or two in scientific methodology in college, but I thought that you could only prove that something did exist scientifically under certain conditions. But I didn't think that it was possible to prove that something couldn't exist because maybe you just didn't have the right conditions. Maybe it's out there, but you couldn't prove it. I remember you did say that more than once, that you can't prove a negative in science, or that you can't, I don't know, that you can't prove that something doesn't exist, okay? Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Well, I still stand by this statement, but let me clarify. First of all, we're talking about something called epistemology. That is the theory of knowledge, the theory of truth. And first of all, physicists approach the question of truth slightly differently from a philosopher. Philosophers like Plato would talk about absolute truth, truth that is true under any and all circumstances. Physicists talk about things that are testable, falsifiable, and reproducible. So when we say something is true, like if you step out the window of a skyscraper, you're going to fall down because of gravity, that is a statement that we can test, that is reproducible. Anybody can jump off a building, and we know that gravity is going to take over, and you're going to fall. That's what a physicist means by truth. Then the question is, how do you prove that something doesn't exist? Well, to prove that something does exist is relatively easy. You have to produce a sample. But to disprove the existence of an object is actually beyond testability because, as you pointed out, there's always a chance that somewhere the object does exist, like unicorns, for example. If you say that unicorns don't exist, maybe there's a cave someplace that we haven't tested, that we haven't analyzed, where there is a unicorn. And the same thing with angels. Sometimes people ask me that question, what about angels and demons and so on and so forth? Well, maybe they exist someplace. You see, science is based on things that are testable, reproducible, but we've only tested things that are on the planet Earth. If there's an angel someplace outside the planet Earth, who knows whether it's there or not? Therefore, that is beyond the realm of science. So we'd like to think that science is all-embracing for the entire universe, but that's actually not, technically speaking, true. Science is based on what is testable on the Earth. Why? Because we live on the Earth. That's all we have. One time I was at a party where a woman said that she was the reincarnation of Cleopatra. Well, I asked her some rather simple historical questions about Cleopatra, and she got all the answers wrong. So I thought to myself, aha, she's a fake. But then she said something which caught me off guard. She said, well, the history books are wrong. And how come the history books are wrong? Because, she said, I know, because I am Cleopatra. Well, at that point, I stopped. Because I realized I couldn't go anywhere. In other words, no matter what I said, she could always come back and say, well, that's the history books misinterpreting what really happened because she was there. In other words, you cannot prove a negative. Okay, well, let's take a short break. And after the break, we're going to continue the discussion of science on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's election case is now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges. Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled August 28th, where a trial date's likely to be scheduled. Reports say emergency rooms in multiple states are scrambling after a cyber attack. The attack appears to have hit facilities mainly in the Northeast. Services are being rerouted, and there are no reports of deaths from the ransomware attack. The 2018 mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high schools being reenacted ahead of the civil trial of the school resource officer on duty at the time. Congressman Jared Moskowitz helped lead a school safety roundtable following a tour that was done through the school.
Allowing us the opportunity to get a slight glimpse into what they deal with every single solitary day.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get on national radio by calling 612-564-8135. But let me say very briefly that in the last several weeks I've been on a national book tour, and whenever I'm on a national TV program like CBS's Stephen Colbert Show or MSNBC or PBS or Fox or whatever, people ask me a simple question, and that is, do you have a word of advice for people who think they're hot on the trail of a theory of everything? And I say, yes, I have a word of advice. If you think you have the God equation, the title of my latest book, if you think you have the theory of everything, the first thing you should do is tell me first. And then we can publish together, and when we win the Nobel Prize, we'll split the money 50-50. Well, as a consequence of that statement, I've been deluged by emails by people saying, well, I got it. Let's split the Nobel Prize money just like you said. I got it. I have the equation of the universe. Well, I look at these proposals and I realize it's just words. Lots of words that sound nice but have no mathematical content. So what does it take? Really quick. What does it take for you to become the next Einstein? You have to have an equation which contains three features, just three features. One, it has to contain relativity. Two, it has to contain the standard model of subatomic particles. And three, it has to be mathematically consistent. That's it, folks. You get a theory which combines all three, and immediately you'll be heralded as the next Albert Einstein. Unfortunately, when you look at all the proposals I get, they're words. Lots of nice-sounding words like space and time and hyper and this and that. But you put it all together and, well, where's the relativity theory of Einstein? Where's the quark model that is the standard model of subatomic particles? So anyway, what I'm telling you is this. Before you send off your proposal to me and wanting to split the Nobel Prize money, be sure that you have three features in your theory. It has to contain Einstein's theory of relativity. It has to contain the quantum theory, that is the standard model of particles. And third, it has to be mathematically consistent. If you can get all three, then yes, let's publish together. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Mike, and I'm calling from Daytona Beach, listening to 93.5 WNDB. My question is, if the speed of light is unattainable, what if two objects traveling in the opposite direction, just over half the speed of light, wouldn't they then be traveling faster than the speed of light in relation to each other? Thank you.
Well, that's the $64,000 question that everyone asks. Let's say you're on a rocket ship and you fire a missile in front of you. If your rocket ship travels near the speed of light and you shoot a missile, which then goes itself near the speed of light, then isn't the missile going twice the speed of light? Or, as you pointed out, if you're on a collision course with another rocket, both of you traveling near the speed of light, then don't you perceive the other rocket coming at you at twice the speed of light? I mean, 1 + 1 = 2, right? Well, no. You see, Einstein realized that space and time get distorted so that everything you measure with a clock is distorted. In other words, your clock slows down. Your meter sticks contract. And therefore, even though you think you're going twice the speed of light, you're not. Now, doesn't that sound bizarre? Well, get used to it. That's just the way the universe works. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and I'll say a few more things about relativity. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Get a copy of my latest book. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, a quest that has haunted and entranced philosophers for the last 2,000 years.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And like I said before, years ago there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a key question that he could not answer, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? I mean, if you can travel near the speed of light and then get a boost, can't you exceed the speed of light? A 16-year-old boy asked himself that question. It took him 10 years until he was 26 years old to finally answer that question. And the answer is no. You cannot go faster than the speed of light. Even if you're traveling near the speed of light and you get a boost, that boost will not take you faster than the speed of light. Well, who was that 26-year-old kid? Albert Einstein. And that gave us the relativity theory, which in turn rewrote our understanding of space and time. That's why we have atomic bombs. That's why we have hydrogen bombs. That's why the sun shines. So how is it possible that if you're traveling toward a rocket at the speed of light, the rocket is traveling toward you near the speed of light, then you should see the rocket coming at you at twice the speed of light, because 1 + 1 = 2, right? Wrong. You see, how do you tell how fast an object is moving? By using a clock. But if the clock is distorted, if the clock slows down, then everything you measure with the clock has to be recalibrated. And that's how it's possible that the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. I got my PhD from the University of California at Berkeley, where, of course, they did the preliminary work on the atomic bomb. And the great scientist there was Ernest Lawrence. He invented the cyclotron, or the atom smasher, and he created this huge, gigantic magnet. It's about the size of an apartment room. And he wanted to accelerate particles near the speed of light. Well, Lawrence did not believe in Einstein. Lawrence thought that Einstein's theory was wacko, and so he built this gigantic machine on the premise that there is no ultimate velocity in the universe, that Einstein was wrong. Well, when they turned on this multi-million-dollar machine, what happened? Nothing. The machine did not work. Why? Because Ernest Lawrence, winner of the Nobel Prize, inventor of the cyclotron, that is the first atom smasher, did not believe in Einstein's theory. So what happened? The irony is that during World War II, the military needed a magnet to help build the atomic bomb, which is based on Einstein's theory. So they took Lawrence's gigantic magnet, dismantled it, and used it to help to create the atomic bomb, which is a consequence of Einstein's theory. And so, in other words, Einstein had his revenge. His revenge in the sense that the world's first cyclotron of that size did not work because it was not based on relativity theory. And why did they eventually use this gigantic magnet? To build the atomic bomb, which is based on relativity. So in other words, watch out. Watch out if you go up against Albert Einstein. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is Barry, calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm not listening to a radio station. I hear your show on YouTube. My question is there any research or any developments for solutions for people that have learning disabilities, particularly difficulty with speed of processing, mental processing, cognitive processing, and issues with dealing with numbers and high-level mathematics? Just the precisely the stuff that you're good at is something that I've always wanted to be good at, but I can't because of this problem I have. And I was just wondering if there's any developments happening in terms of brain implants or pharmacological pills that people can take that would enhance brain function to a significant degree. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love your show. You're doing fantastic work bringing science down to the level of the masses. Thank you so much for everything.
Well, I recently wrote a book a few years ago called The Future of the Mind. It was also a New York Times bestseller. And I did research in all the most advanced laboratories concerning exactly that question. Well, I have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we'll try to answer the question, can you become super smart given all the vast technology we now have with computers? And for that matter, is it possible to have a super memory? Is it possible to become a super genius using the technologies of today? We'll try to answer that question after the break. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what I'm up to.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, we had a call that came in concerning modern technology of the brain. Is it possible to have maybe a memory chip or a brain chip to enhance memory functions and the functions of the brain to become super smart, just like in all those scientific novels? Well, the short answer is no. However, there is research being done in different directions concerning that. First of all, the question of memory, super memory. It turns out that at Princeton University, they've done studies on mice using genetic enhancement to see whether it's possible to breed super mice. That is, mice that go through a maze faster than normal, mice that have a memory that exceeds the memory of normal mice. And the answer is, well, they found it. They found a breed of super mice. However, there was a drawback. You see, these mice, even though they were enhanced in terms of memory, had a side effect. Their side effect was that they were extremely shy and timid. So in other words, perhaps they were too smart. They were so smart they remembered all the hurts. They remembered all the pitfalls of previous mistakes and therefore became inhibited and shy and didn't want to engage in the world, which they knew to be dangerous and hurtful. And so there's a side effect to that. So at the present time, we do not have a breed of super mice. And concerning mathematical ability, it was Einstein himself who answered that question when children asked him a question, do you have to be good at math? Well, yes, you have to be proficient at math, but do you have to be a mathematical genius? And Einstein said something rather interesting. He said to these children, no matter how great your struggles with mathematics, mine were greater. Believe it or not, Einstein was actually not that good at math. You can see that by going through his notebooks. What he was good at is pictures, concepts, principles. Einstein once said that some physicists are like carpenters. They take a piece of wood, they take the thinnest piece of wood, and they drill as many holes as they can through the thinnest piece of wood. In other words, they take shortcuts, they take easy problems. The hard problems, however, is what makes a great physicist or scientist. The hard problems are not easily represented by mathematics. They concern concepts, principles, not just ordinary mathematics. Also, there are things like so-called Asperger's savants or idiot savants or brain savants, people with incredible photographic memory. They can take a helicopter ride over the London, over the Thames River in London, or over New York City, over Manhattan, and in one helicopter ride, recreate the entire panorama of New York Harbor or the Thames River in London from memory. Some of these people can recite symphonic pieces just by hearing it once. However, just because they have fantastic memory doesn't mean they have logical powers of a genius as well. In fact, you probably saw the movie Rain Man with Tom Cruise. The movie Rain Man was actually based on a real person. He had Asperger's syndrome. He could memorize thousands of books. And if you were to quiz him about these books, he would actually quote the entire paragraph in question from memory out of thousands of books that he simply read casually. So he had perhaps the most prodigious photographic memory in history. And in fact, I actually interviewed one of these savants. This person has the world's record for memorizing pi. a number in pure mathematics, 3.1419 dot, dot, dot. He had the world's record memorizing pi to tens of thousands of digits. And I asked him, how did he do it? How do you memorize the digits of pi to 10,000 digits? It took him several hours to have people record his numbers, and they checked number for number the fact that he was right. And he told me that he associates every number with a color. And he simply memorizes all the colors. And then I asked him, well, how do you memorize 10,000 colors? And he said, I don't know. He just memorizes things by associating a color with each number. So the short answer is, we don't know. We don't know how these savants work. Their brain does work in a different way, but they are, quote, mentally retarded, unquote. That is, if you give them a standard IQ exam, they have IQs of, let's say, below 60. In other words, they cannot function in modern society. They cannot hold a job. Except if you ask them, you know, 10,000 years in the future, May 4th, is it a Tuesday or a Wednesday? They'll tell you what May 4th is, thousands of years in the future. So anyway, the short answer is, we don't know. However, in the future, it's possible that we'll have a memory chip. It's possible that we will be able to enhance brain function. And if you want to find out the latest evidence of this, go to my book, The Future of the Mind, where we have actually some of the research being done. For example, memories can now be recorded. Simple memories in mice. Now we're working on primates. Simple memories like sipping water or eating something. They can be digitized and put on the internet. In the future, Alzheimer's patients may have a memory chip whereby simple memories can be inserted back into their mind. And who knows, maybe one day you'll learn calculus by simply pushing a button. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, if you want to know more about science, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you may want to check out my latest New York Times bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is there a unifying theme, paradigm, principle that unites the entire universe? Yes, we think it's music, the music of subatomic particles played out in our great universe. So go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Good day.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.